He's a lecturer in the School of Earth, Atmosphere and Environment, Martin Singh from Monash University, and he joins me now from Monash on the line. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Now, Martin, firstly, what factors contribute to creating these severe thunderstorms?
So first and foremost, severe thunderstorms need an energy source, and the bigger the energy source, the more powerful the storm is able to be. And usually when we talk about storms that are severe, what we mean is storms that cause damage. So there would be storms that have strong winds or large hail. And these storms also need a second ingredient as well as energy. And what we call this is wind shear. And so this means as you rise up through the atmosphere, so if you're on sort of a balloon going upwards, you'd see the wind change speed and direction. And so we call that wind shear. And wind shear alters the structure of a storm and allows it to last longer. So typically the most damaging storms will be associated with a lot of wind shear. So when a forecaster comes along and says, okay, what is the likelihood for severe thunderstorms tomorrow? The main things they look at is how much energy is going to be available to the storm and how much wind shear is likely to be present.
Okay, now you've done some research about whether or not thunderstorms have been exacerbated by climate change and whether they're more frequent in the tropics and subtropical parts of the world. Are they set to grow across the world as the Earth warms?
Yeah, so what we did was we looked at predictions by climate models of these ingredients for thunderstorms. So climate models are computer programs that have been constructed by many different groups around the world trying to encode the physics that we know about the atmosphere. And so we looked at these models, and across a large set of models, we found that the energy available to thunderstorms goes up as the world warms. And so this sort of implies a higher potential for thunderstorms in the future.
Now, I suppose on the back of that research, you spoke about Earth warming and the energy and how that's a critical part of an ingredient to these severe thunderstorms. What separates a thunderstorm from a cyclone then in this context?
Right. So a cyclone, or more specifically a tropical cyclone, is a large rotating storm, I suppose you'd call it. And they typically are maybe 1,000 kilometres across, and they happen in the tropics and sometimes, you know, hit the land. So a thunderstorm is much smaller. It's a few kilometres across, and so some tropical cyclones will actually have thunderstorms embedded in them, and so they can be quite severe. But they also obviously happen outside of tropical cyclones in the mid-latitudes and in the tropics as well. So it's mostly a discussion of scale. A thunderstorm is something quite small, a few kilometres across. A tropical cyclone is large and rotates.
And I suppose the question then is it likely now that with more thunderstorms and these thunderstorms becoming more severe, are cyclones likely? Are we likely to see more tropical cyclones?
That's a different question. So the physics is actually quite different for tropical cyclone formation. And so, you know, other people have done research on that. And it sort of remains to be seen what's going to happen. But generally what the research says is that the strength of tropical cyclones might increase with warming. So the again, there's sort of a different measure of the potential for tropical cyclones, and that goes up as well.
Okay, so it's not. I suppose it's not so clear to draw this relationship between the two yet, and as warming within our oceans takes place.
Yeah, absolutely. So tropical cyclones are kind of a different beast, and the research is a bit separate. But what it shows is that the strength of tropical cyclones is likely to increase with warming, but we don't know what's going to happen to the frequency.
Now, just recently, of course, energy and energy security, reliability, and all these subtopics of energy and the way we harness it and use it in our homes has been the topic, quite a hot topic, particularly in Canberra, in the halls of power, and how important that is for our people and to make sure that we have reliable energy sources. The government released the National Energy Guarantee last week, and some have criticised it for not having a climate energy target. Now, given your findings about thunderstorms and their relationship with climate change, does this worry you?
I think we definitely need a plan for climate change, but my research is sort of very much in the physical nature of the Earth system, so I actually don't know too much about policy, and I think I'd be speculating, unfortunately, if I was to comment a lot on the government's particular plans.
Indeed, of course. Well, thank you very much for joining the program, Martin.
No worries. Thanks for having me.